We're at our Holiday headquarters in downtown Coldwater today, but we swing on over to Bronson and check in with Superintendent of Schools Jim Motter. And about once a month, we'll be checking in with Jim on some of the issues that affect the Bronson School District. And obviously, fog didn't affect you guys today, Jim, from a student standpoint, because today was a day off. This is Records Day across the district, right?
That's correct. We have a little bit of a unique schedule here with an unbalanced trimester, and so yesterday was our last day before vacation. All of our staff's in today, and hopefully everyone made it safely.
So your first semester is ended, then you'll have your second semester, and then you have that the kind of a unique recovery time period for the kids, right?
That's correct. We have what we call this unbalanced trimester, 75 days in the first and 75 in the second, and a 30-day May term. And that gives the students an opportunity to make up credit if they only got partial credit in one of their classes. And it also gives an opportunity to do some enhancement-type courses and extensions of regular courses. We have some great things going on in the May term.
Which is kind of neat because I know so many school districts are struggling with that, and the kids in the school districts are struggling with trying to get in those extra kind of classes, what with all the new state requirements of what you actually have to have during the regular school year, right?
That's correct. The Michigan Merit Curriculum has really narrowed down our opportunities to provide those elective-type courses. But we've got some great things going on. It gives our teachers also an opportunity to branch out and do some things that they really love to do. And it's great for our kids and our community. We've done such things as have service learning classes where they go out and work in the community. We had a year or so ago, we had 50-plus kids that were certified in CPR. We do marine biology and a lot of the things that you just couldn't do in a regular curriculum.
Oh, very cool. At the same time, in the classroom, things are going well, too, because right now the test scores that you guys have coming back are pretty darn good, aren't they?
Yes, we're very pleased. You know, it's easy for people to have perceptions about school districts and so on and how well they perform, and I know a lot of schools don't like to have to show scores and things like that, but you know, we're very proud of ours, and we're glad that the state is posting those kinds of things because we've done very well the last few years.
Very cool. And I know, too, one of the emphases the governor has placed on is reading, try to get kids up to speed by the end of the third grade for that, and you're really working hard on that on the elementary level as well in Bronson.
That's correct. We're working through some new programming this year for the first time. We have interventionists, which are certified teachers that are working hard in grades K-5, both in reading and in math. And in fact, we just hired another person on Wednesday to become the second reading interventionist. And the emphasis is going to be on the primary level so that those students are getting to third grade and reading at third grade level like the governor proposes.
Because once you fall behind, it's tougher and tougher to kind of make that up, isn't it?
It is very difficult. You know, research indicates that once a student is behind, you know, the gap widens between those that are reading fluently and moving ahead and those that are struggling. And so this is a great attempt to try to keep everybody up to speed.
Sports programs, always a big thing at Bronson Schools as well. And you've got something for the winter. Of course, you've got your wrestling and basketball underway right now, but Hall of Fame induction ceremony coming up after the first of the year.
Right. January 10th at a home varsity boys and girls basketball game, we're inducting six new members into our Bronson High School Hall of Fame. And we also have a great holiday tournament on the 27th and 28th. There are four schools, and we have all the JV and varsity, both boys and girls, all playing in those 2 days. And so that's become quite a holiday tradition as well.
Yeah, it certainly has. And, you know, it's a lot of fun when you can pull something like that together, especially when kids are back from, you know, from college or whatever, get a chance to see some of the younger kids play and everything else. Everybody kind of gets together and becomes a good social time, too, not only just watching some basketball. So.
Right.
Well, hopefully the kids enjoy their day off today, and the staff isn't working too hard. A little more relaxed setting for you guys today, and enjoy the rest of the Christmas break coming up, Jim, all right?
Okay, we're going to do that. Thank you very much, Ken, for having us on to talk about things going on in Bronson, and I'd like to wish a Merry Christmas to you and the staff there and all of our students and families here in Bronson.
All right, thanks, Jim. And we'll talk after the first of the year. That is Bronson Superintendent of Schools Jim Moderate with us this morning. AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB.